This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Casey Seiler reports in Capital Confidential that Albany reporters rejected several attempts by Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration to tailor coverage of the governor's budget proposal on January 17th. With a deadline to release the executive budget proposal by law, the administration scrambled Tuesday to present the proposal to the media and the public. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, and spokesperson Rich Azzapardi offered members of the Legislative Correspondents Association a mid-afternoon briefing at the executive mansion with Cuomo and budget officials that would be embargoed for release until after 7 p.m. Cuomo was scheduled to brief assembly members at that time, so he did not want any information public. But the LCA rejected that idea, and so Cuomo's officials offered a second option, an embargoed mid-afternoon session on Tuesday or an embargo-less press conference in the Red Room on January 18th. They rejected those offers, and now Cuomo will livecast his 7 p.m. January 17th presentation to the Assembly without reporters allowed to attend. Quote, the sense of the LCA was that while the governor was free to livecast and hold briefings at his pleasure, the reporters would not negotiate the timely reporting of a matter of significant public interest, such as the contents of his budget proposal, Seiler wrote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. The Thruway Authority reports that upgrades to fuel service facilities on the I-87 Thruway this week may affect local motorists. Fuel pumps at the New Baltimore service area will be updated to read credit card chips on January 18th and 19th. Fuel service will be temporarily suspended at the New Baltimore service area during those updates. Liz Page reports in the Mountain Eagle, Schoharie County officials are working to update the 2000 Agriculture Farmland Protection Plan. With a January 20th public hearing in the County Board of Supervisors meeting room at 284 Main Street in Schoharie. Agriculture is the county's biggest employer, with 1,124 jobs on 532 farms, over 98,369 acres, with $157.7 million in total economic output. Increasing farm efficiency and profitability, diversifying farm operations, expanding farm infrastructure, promoting Schoharie County ag products, increasing understanding of agriculture, increasing availability of skilled labor, expanding the next generation of farmers, preserving farmland, promoting farm-friendly policies, and promoting environmental sustainability are the areas of focus in the updated Agriculture Farmland Protection Plan. Read the full story in the Mountain Eagle. The Catskill Eats website reports that the diner in Grand Gorge is moving to Germantown. Quote, we'd been looking for an old-fashioned style diner for some time. Vicky Luke, who is purchasing the diner with her husband Mike, told Catskill Eats. Quote, we have a lot of friends who travel around the region, and one of them saw it and told us about it, end quote. The diner was moved from a field in Gilboa in 2008 to 37177 Route 23 at Route 30, just north of Roxbury in Grand Gorge in Delaware County. The Lukes have owned Charlie O's Hometown Bar and Grill in Red Hook since 2010, and the couple hope to move the 1950s-era diner to a property along Route 9G, just north of the village of Germantown. Read the full story at the Catskill Eats website. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.